Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, then it will become very difficult for us to follow her. Because he was for that time. That era was something else. It's not for us. Many a time people just read books and follow and try to see if they can do it, something, act on it. Whereas those people were so pious, and for that era, that kind of people were wanted. For example, if you see in those days, they just eat one almond and they could survive. But if you want to do that, what will happen to you? You can't survive at all. Likewise, so many other things is going to. So we are fortunate that Allah Ta'ala has given one Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali. Very great person. And Allah Ta'ala gave him the opportunity that he has really brought about a reformation. When the time when the thing was completely closed, no one was doing that work, Allah chose him to make the Islam of people. And that is the thing that is very important. That we should follow, like one person told Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah, that I found your writings to be more beneficial than the people before. So look at his humility. He says, of course, it is those people are very high, so they will benefit from them. And we are not that high, we are low. So we learn from the people who benefit from the low people. We cannot get the benefit from the high people. However, one thing he mentioned here was very, very interesting and important for every one of us. And that is, when a person does not want to make tawbah, does not want to leave out sins, becoming disobedient to Allah, then a punishment is from Allah. A punishment from Allah will come, which will bring about differences. Just imagine a person being disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then one of the punishments Allah does for that person to bring about differences. In other words, differences in disputes and all. Sometimes matters are trivial and there's nothing to talk about. But the matter becomes very serious. Very trivial. Nothing to really discuss about too. But the matter becomes so serious. This is what is serious. To talk about nothing so serious. He will become surprised and amazed. What happened here? The person became surprised and amazed. What happened here? The small matter of this kind, it goes to that extent that it soon becomes so serious. As the Thani Rahmatullah says, yet the punishment of his sins that has caused that face all that kind of condition. Is because of the sin that committed has caused that position of that kind that you know it becomes that this becomes a factor. Quarrels. You can see some small things happening today. Yet in this you find that the husband and wife, the children, the ustad, and the students, the mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws, all those things that you are seeing, that the quarrels between them, the arguments, the brothers and sisters, which is happening today, it is very open. So all of this happening is because of this one thing, is misunderstanding. You find the suspicion amongst one another, that is no more, there's no more love and affection. There's no more love and affection nowadays. There's so much of dispute among brothers and sisters. There's no such thing as, you know what, you find it in every way, that even the ustads and children also, all of them you find there's no happiness, there's no respect left at home also, with the mothers and fathers, husbands and wives, There's so much of dispute with every one of them. You find there's no such thing as you find the peace at all. There is no peace at all at every home today. And what's the reason for that? Can you realize that what's the reason? The reason is because the place of depression, now it became the place of depression now, full of sadness. Every home you come to realize, the house is full of sadness, depression, no happiness at all. What's the reason for that too? So everyone begin to think, what's wrong? What have I done? Why is happening to us? In other words, it's because of the sins that we are committing openly that Allah Ta'ala is punishing us in that way. Allah Ta'ala is punishing us in that way. Everything becomes cold and no such thing as warmth at all. No such warmth. Look at the houses today. Look at what's happening today. No happiness at all. Life become miserable. No spirit to do anything. Look at it today. It's for you to consider and think of it, of all that. Man begins, I wish I was dead today. A lot of people you find that, even the woman saying at home, I wish I was dead. Man say, I don't want to go to work anymore. I don't know what's life all about. So what is all this happening? What's the meaning of that? There's no more happiness at all. If today we make up our minds, in other words, to see this is very important, that the authorities, even this one, because of the authorities also, the government authorities too, you find that there is also problems. All kind of problems taking place to you, on you. And yet it's not, your eyes are not opening. So one side your brothers are fighting with you, another side the mother-in-law is fighting with you, another side your sister is fighting with you, another side all these are fighting with you. But did you ever ponder upon this, why this is happening to us? Did you ever think like that? You know, sometimes man just begin to think, hey, you know what, wrong, what wrong am I doing? The moment you begin to think like this, what wrong I'm doing, it means that you've got a big fault in you. Because you're not looking into your life to see what wrong you are really doing, which caused Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which you invited the wrath of Allah ta'ala to come upon you. We do not take the punishment of Allah ta'ala seriously, that's why. Because we commit sins all the time. And the reason for the punishment is because when we commit sins, we commit sins and feel nothing about it. The day we became very serious about keeping away from sins and taking sins to be very serious, not to commit those sins, then you see how the table will turn. But no one is concerned about it too. The life is carrying on. Let me carry on committing sins all the time. Let me show disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're doing all those things, let you think to yourself, what wrong am I doing? The reason is this is because this is how your life becomes completely miserable. No happiness at all. No love, no affection at all. The house is on fire. The husband and wife is living together there. The child is there. The children are there. Children are disobedient. Wife is disobedient. Husband is disobedient. Everyone is disobedient. But you do not begin to think why they have been disobedient. For what they have been disobedient. That is because of showing disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Thani Rahzai, this is one of the punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us make it sure that, you know, let us take it seriously. We're not taking it seriously at all. Let us become serious of the matter that this is happening in our lives today. Let us now change our lives. Let us look into our thing and look what wrongs we are doing, going against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One side you're saying, I'm reading namaz so much, I'm doing this so much, but another side you're committing sins also so much too. All kind of sins you're committing and feel nothing about it. So if we begin to change our lives, then you find there'll be happiness in the homes too. There'll be peace in the home too. Serenity at home too. There's comfort at home too. But there's no comfort at all today. Sorry to say, there's no comfort. Man is even scared to go back home too. He doesn't know what's going to happen there. But he does not realize that he's scared to go back home there. But all is because of the wrongs that you're doing. If you bring about your life in yourself to change your life is better, then you find the house will be happiness, everything will become right. This was a Thanvi Rahman says that ourselves we should say with the full, that we should look into our lives. Today we make up our minds and keep from all kinds of sins, external, internal sins, keep away from them. In other words, after hearing this, what I've mentioned to you, that the things that are happening to us in our lives is because the sins that we are committing, all the harm that we cause, there's no peace at home, no serenity at home, no coolness at home, everything is, but you can find, you know, I don't want to go to work also. I don't want to go home also. The wife will tell you, I don't want to stay here also. The girls are fighting, brothers and sisters are fighting also. What's the reason for that? The reason is because we went committed the sin of Allah Ta'ala. This is what has a time we have to bring upon ourselves, this point, to show that if you want to become a better person, to wake up now, put our minds up and keep, and the external and internal protect ourselves from all kind of sins, then you see that the environment will change. The environment will change. Outside environment, inside environment, all kind of environment change. Our environment is not right today. You'll find that because of the sins that we're committing. So if we keep away from all kinds of sins at home, the biggest thing is at home your environment becomes something of peace like Jannat. Bring your environment at home like Jannat. And the only thing that way that can come is don't think, you think to yourself, why are you committing sins openly? Why are you saying disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is what causes the people to house to be on fire all the time. So if you want love and serenity, as the Tanvara says, then it must be that environment that will come, that the serenity can come, the comfort can come, then we must be more love. And that Hazrat gave this dua after he said that love can come into our houses and comfort can come in our houses and you will be happy in the house. Hazrat Tanvara gave this dua, Allah give us all. This is the dua he is making to us. Oh Allah, give us all love for one another and unite the hearts. Love for one another. This is a dua that's giving. Allah Ta'ala must give love for one another and give unite our hearts and protect from all kinds of quarrels and disputes. Ameen. He said that dua. Now look at it this month. We got disputes in our homes. We got disputes in our businesses. We got disputes everywhere. We got quarrels all the time. Brothers cannot see one brother. Sister cannot see one sister. All this quarrel that's happening there, what is the reason for that? The only reason for that is because we're committing sins, and then Allah Ta'ala says, my punishment is this for you, that because you have behaved in this manner, that you've been showing disobedience to me, then I am putting you in this condition that your house become on fire, there will be no happiness for you, no peace for you, no comfort for you. And then you begin to say, why is happening to me? So ponder a little bit and think to yourself, it is happening because of our wrongdoings. It's happening. Everything that happens to you is because of our wrongdoings. So let us change our life. Become closer to Allah Ta'ala. Have peace in the home. Who wants to be unhappy at home? Who would want to be everyone wants to be happy at home. Everyone wants peace of mind. Everyone wants children to be kind, to be obedient, but did not realize that we are doing certain things that causing our children to become disobedient. Just imagine a wife, when she begins to make attempt to see the child doing the right thing, instead of the husband now assisting the wife, he becomes completely opposite. He makes it like that, my child is disobedient, making him become more disobedient. I'm not exaggerating, it's happening like that too. That one time the wife is trying very hard to make sure that the child can follow the straight path. Even to tell that extent, if the wife have to tell the husband, keep away, tell the child to look, don't look at the cell phone. Keep away from the cell phone. Instead of the husband assisting the wife, he will make sure they make the bit worse for the child, for the wife. No, you must know, you must carry on looking at it. Carry on looking at it, and make it worse. So what is the husband really doing? Why is he doing that? For what is he doing that? It may be because his life is not straight. Oh, I just got a letter from a lady. She said, my husband is so un-Islamic. He doesn't want to read namaz also. He doesn't want to go to Jummah namaz too. So what's the meaning of that too? He does not want to go to Jummah namaz. He doesn't want to read namaz anymore. And the whole day he's busy with a cell phone and what was filthy thing he's doing. So what do you expect that house to be? When the person is openly showing this, committing sin, going against Allah, Allah Ta'ala. So we are committing sins all the time. And the moment we commit sins all the time, what will be our position? Our position of this kind. No happiness at all. Wife is screaming one side. One side the husband is screaming one side. One side the daughter is screaming one side. One side the son is screaming one side. No one showing respect at all. No one respect. But did you ponder why this is happening? Did you ever think like that? You must begin to think that possible that, because of sins that you're committing, is a punishment from Allah Ta'ala. Material is a punishment from Allah Ta'ala. So if you think it's a punishment from Allah Ta'ala, then what will you do? Will you begin to ponder and try to change your life? You make tawbah. Your internal must be correct too. Your external must be correct too. Your inside must be good too. Your outside must be good too. What is the reason your outside is very good? You make sure that you read namaz, everything. That is reading namaz is said and done. But what is the inside? The inside is so filthy. You have malice for people. You have jealousy for people. You have greed for the world. You have pride in you. All those things come into you. Then what's the meaning of that? In other words, you think Allah's mother to come unto us. We all must make dua, that we must make tawbah. And he's saying this to Allah Ta'ala, must unite our hearts. Our hearts are not united today. Our hearts are not united today. There's no unity today. Our hearts are not united. So this is a dua that he made, that Allah Ta'ala must keep or unite our hearts and protect from all kinds of quarrels and disputes. There's so much of quarrels happening all the time. We don't know what way to look at, which side to look at to. It's gone to that extent. And let me tell you, we take it very small. It's very small, yet it's so serious. It's so serious. So Allah Ta'ala must give us tawfiq of acting on that deed. Then another thing that came, Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah. This is what I mentioned, all Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. Because he's given us the remedy to everything. Remember one thing, when the wife says something to the child, and he knows it is right, but he wants to show her a point that, you know, I want to show her a point, I will make the child do against what the mother wants. I'll make that. Now what's going to be the outcome of it? Tell me what's going to be the outcome of it. What's going to be the outcome? It will be serious matters. You must know it will be so dangerous for the child. The child is doing wrong. The mother is trying to assist the child. And the father knows that this child is doing wrong, but to show the point to the wife, what point is he showing to the wife? What is he trying to do? Does he know and realize that how much of harm he is causing to the child? That child, that mother is making shabbat because she says, Ya Allah, I'm trying my level best, but my husband not assisting me. Today is like this. The father did not, the father, because Allah gave you money, does not mean to misuse money. You must know everything, misusing money, leave alone this much, that you know something that Sahaba Ikram, once Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one person came and asked him for some begging. She said he gave one letter and told him, go to a certain Sahabi. When he went to the Sahabi, then he's telling his wife that the light must make it more shorter. So he said, hey, what he's going to give me when the light is making shorter about it? You know that lamp, make it more shorter. He said, it's too much light, make it light. Today we got so much of light in our homes, everyone put all the lights on. No one in the room but the lights are on. For who to see? Let me tell you something, Allah will question you on that too. Why you made extravagance? This is the condition, this is by the way I'm telling you. So the question what I'm trying to tell you, why does the husband and wife are not one page at all times? I tell everyone, if you want a happy home, full of barakat and izzat, husband and wife must always be on one page. Follow the correct way. If the husband is wrong, he must accept his fault. He must assist one. If the wife is wrong, she must accept too. That is how a house can become a harmony, full of harmony and peace. But if one goes against another, what happens? Then a child manipulates with the mother and father. Where would they end up to? I don't have to tell you, you know yourself. The one life is that, but no, every day there's a page turning in our life. Every day there's a page turning, has a tongue. Every day your life, there's a leaf. Every day one leaf is opened every day. Closing, open, open, closing, open, one leaf closing. The time will come that leaf of yours, when will that leaf will stop? When the time your eyes close. That leaf is carrying on, writing every day, turning, and the day your eyes closes, that leaf also closes too. But remember, when that leaf closes, then you must know that page, that book is now preserved, kept away. And you are the author of the book. There is no one else besides you. That book which is closed, is you are the author of the book. There is no other author besides you. You are the one that created that book. You have seen, whatever you saw is in the book. Whatever you heard is in the book. Whatever you spoke is in the book. Whatever you have been thinking of doing is in the book. Everything will be written in the book. So that book is to remember that it can never be closed. It is always there. It's preserved. And once it's preserved and once your eyes is closed, then that book will close, but not for good. That book is always open for the day when you be in front of Allah Ta'ala. When in front of Allah Ta'ala, then that book will be opened. When now you must remember, you are the author. You wrote the book. Everything that's written in the book is you. Iqra' kitabak. Allah Ta'ala says, Iqra' kitabak. Kafa bi nafsika alayka hasiba. Now Allah says, read your book and see what you have done. In other words, you will read yourself and see what wrong you have done. In other words, before that book comes to there, preserved, let us change the book to be good. Because remember, once that book is closed, then you cannot open the book. But when you got life, you can change the book. As long as you got life, but you have, when one life goes away, the book closes also. That's why in a day of Qiyamah, those things you know on a day of judgment, that in other words, not a server of yours will be hidden. Not one of your actions will be hidden. Everything will be open. In this world you can hide from people. You can hide and commit sins and everything you can do, all the wrongs you can do. But on that day, on the day of judgment, every action of yours, everything will, not a thing will be hidden. Everything will be exposed. Everything will be exposed. You can hide from people. You can't hide from Allah Ta'ala. On that book, Allah Ta'ala, on that day, nothing will be hidden. Everything will be exposed. And your action will be given some on the right hand. Oh Allah, give us that. Action on the right hand. When your action are given a right hand, then you know that action will be like, you know, I was looking forward to it. In the Quran, say, I was looking forward my action to be in the right hand. And when the action given a right hand, then you know the way you're going to go to. And you think you say it in the Quran, I knew my hisab will be taking place. I knew my hisab will be taking place. And that's why I know this. And that's why his eyes and hands, his action will be in the right hand. How fortunate that person. But then make dua to Ya Allah. There will be a group who will enter the Jannah without reckoning. Allah include us in that. Include us. There's no such thing as reckoning at all. We're frightened for reckoning too. You know what they say. Then Allah Ta'ala says the next person of those people whose action is going to left hand. That is very serious. Action is going to left hand. The Quran is mentioned. Bishimalihi is a hope of a dead person. I hope my action never took place. My accounting never took place. He began to think like that. I hope my account did not take place too. He's now thinking what's wrong. But it is too late. It is too late for him to think like that because nothing is going to help me at all. But he began to think like that. I wish my account, my hisab was not taking place. So just imagine, oh Allah, protect us. These are things that we are concerned about. So this majlis is very important. It's very important. Let us change our lives. Because the punishment is coming, Allah Ta'ala says, I bring about a punishment when people commit sins and do not make tawbah and become disobedient, then I bring about differences in the unity, community. And the differences are here, you can see it. The differences are there. Homes, everywhere, no matter who it is, the differences. Why? Did we ponder? It is because of our sins. It's a punishment coming from Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us. And let us change our life. To become closer to Him. And the only way you can become closer to you externally, internally, make it park, pure. Keep away from all sins. Keep away from all sins. And become more dear and dear to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala hum sabko amal karne tawfiq naseeb farma. Wa khudam. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa la aqibatul muttaqeen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala wa اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن اللهم مسلمانك پوری دنیا میں پوری مدد فرما يا الله we ever they are going to difficulties in harsh Allah remove those difficulties it is merely because our sins ya Allah all this is happening Allah have mercy on them give victory to the Muslims of the world whichever part of the world they are, Ya Allah, give them victory. Forgive their sins and have mercy on them. O Allah, whatever sin they have committed, we have committed, forgive our sins. And the barakat, Ya Allah, accept them. Forgive them. Give them victory. Give them more. Bring them closer to you. they are going through all kind of difficulties. The Muslims throughout the world are going through difficulties. Ya Allah, remove those difficulties. Whosoever is going through any kind of hardship, Ya Allah, remove their hardship and give them barakat and izzat. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala Krishna. Bi rahmatika. Allah.